All right. So, hi, everyone. It is now time for our December meeting, our December 2014 meeting, which means 2015 is just around the corner already. So I have several things that I'm going to share with you tonight, and I think the first thing I'll share with you, since I just mentioned 2015, I will share with you that we have booked a retreat center for a fall 2015 retreat. Only it's not exactly a fall 2015 retreat. It's really three retreats. We have had a little bit of comment from some of our members who do not live in the United States. They've said that, you know, it's just not worth it to them to fly from overseas to the States for a short retreat. They need a longer retreat to really make it worth it, and they want to come. So the request has been for a longer retreat. And at the same time, a lot of people can't get off. You know, if you plan a 10-day or a 14-day retreat, a lot of people can't get off work. And so they would say, well, shoot, I can't come to that retreat. It's too long. So the idea came to have three retreats right in a row, one beginning when the other one ends, so that people could come to one retreat if they want to. They could come to two retreats if they want to. Or they can come to all three retreats. So I call them stackable retreats. And that way there's a little longer from the beginning to the end, but no one is required to stay for the whole time. So we've decided to have our next retreat right here in Colorado. And we have booked a facility. It's a lovely, in fact, I can get the website for you. I'll tell you the website. Let me pull it up. But it's a lovely Franciscan Retreat Center. Last year we were at a Franciscan Retreat Center in Santa Barbara. This year, actually, 2 months ago, 2014. And next year in the fall we'll be at a Franciscan Retreat Center in Colorado Springs. Let me get that website for you real quick. I'll have to tell you because, remember, my copy-paste isn't working. Okay, so the retreat center is franciscanretreatcenter.org. So if you want to look at it, it's F-R-A-N-C-I-S-C-A-N retreatcenter.org. No spaces. franciscanretreatcenter.org. And when you click on that, you'll go to the retreat center that we're going to have our retreat at. And if you look at the different pages and look at the different pictures, you're going to see it's a lovely place. It's right at the foot of the mountains at the edge of Colorado Springs. And in fact, you can just walk right off the grounds up hiking trails into the mountains. You don't have to go anywhere else. You just go right up into the mountains from here. Of course, there's lovely devotional sites set up on the grounds. But one of the first things you notice when you pull up in the grounds is that there are deer everywhere. And these deer have absolutely no fear of people. You know, because they have no reason to be afraid on this particular site. No one has ever bothered them in any way. So as you look at the pictures on the website, you'll notice the deer everywhere. So it's a really lovely retreat center. It speaks to the heart when you're there. You know, it's just a place you kind of want to be on retreat. So we've booked this retreat center for three retreats in a row. And the dates are, the first retreat is going to start on Friday, October 30th, and go until Sunday, November 1. And that will be your typical Friday dinner through Sunday lunch retreat. And then, beginning November 1, Sunday, November 1, with dinner, and running through Friday lunch, so it's November 1 to November 6th, there'll be a week-long retreat. It will run from dinner on Sunday, November 1, through lunch on November 6. And then the third retreat begins with dinner on Friday, November 6, and runs through lunch on Friday, November 8. So three retreats. The first one is October 30th, to November 1. The second one is November 1 to November 6. And the third one is November 6 to November 8. And all we've done so far is book the retreat center. We haven't selected the speakers or retreat leaders yet. We haven't planned the format of the retreat yet. We don't have prices for the retreat yet. So we're in a very early, very beginning phase. But we do have the dates. And we have sent out a survey to about one quarter of our members. We sent out a survey to members that have attended retreats before or are regular monthly donors. The people who have shown that they're interested in retreats, have demonstrated interest in retreats. We have sent a survey out to them asking about different retreat leaders and different retreat formats. So we'll get that back, and that will give us some general ideas. But until phone calls have been made and people have accepted, not accepted, until all of that is done, there's no way that I can tell you who the retreat leaders are going to be or what the format is going to be. So we're all just going to have to wait and see on that. Anything I would tell you now would be my imagination. What I can do right now is pause and just see if anybody in the room has anything they'd like to share about what they would like to see in the next retreat. I'd be very, very happy to listen to that. So if anybody has anything to share, please put up your hand. I'll just wait a moment and see if someone does. Okay, well, as there's more to tell you about how this retreat's unfolding, I'll let you know. For now, if you're interested, go ahead and mark your calendars for next year. I also wanted to mention to you the Baja retreat that's going to be in Mexico in March. That is March 1 through March 7. This retreat is actually planned by Jennifer Hadley. It's not planned by Awakening Together. I've been invited to go. Also, she's invited David Hoffmeister, John Mundy, and Maria Felipe as the other retreat leaders. And what she has said about the retreat is that certainly there will be time when we will be, in conference together. I don't know what else to call it, in session together. But she's also said there's going to be some space so that people can enjoy the resort. It looks like we're going to be at an all-inclusive resort, a lovely all-inclusive resort in Baja, Mexico, right on the beach. I think there's like 5 pools. I think all of your drinks are included, whether they're alcoholic or non-alcoholic. All of your food is included, including room service and eating at the pool, if I understood her correctly. There's also some optional things people can do. She mentioned going on a whale watching tour. I have a friend that lives in the area, Tay Seaver. Some of you guys know Tay. And Tay said that there's a couple of lovely churches there, and I'm a real devotional type, so I'm hoping that Tay will help me figure out how to get to these churches, and if anyone in the free time wants to go to the churches with me and be devotional, we can do that as well. And I'm sure I'll also spend some time walking on the beach and maybe hanging out at the pool. I've heard you could take salsa dance lessons if you want. So this is the kind of retreat for someone who really wants to maybe combine a little bit of a sense of vacation along with being at a Course in Miracles conference, kind of together. So again, this is on our website. If you go to Awakening Together's website, click on events, you'll see a link there for the Baja retreat. I would put the link in the room, but as I've mentioned before, my copy and paste is not working. But it's on awakening-together.org under events. And of course, whenever you go to a retreat that I'm a speaker at, if you let them know that you're coming because of me, even though you may also be going because of David and John and Maria and Jennifer, if you let them know that you're going because of me, then Awakening Together gets paid for your registration. So if you want to help bring some money towards Awakening Together, then just mention that you're going because of me. Or if you register from our website, you start at our website and click, and that will take you to Jennifer's website, but it will also store the information you started our website. That will also give the credit to Awakening Together. And then, of course, I think everybody probably knows about the CMC conference that's happening in New York City in April. And last I heard, there were 440 people already signed up for that, so maybe most of you all are already signed up for that. I don't know. And I think I heard also that there's only room for 500, which means there's only room for about 60 more people at that conference. We're nearly sold out. But you can also find how to register for that conference on our website under events. And again, if you give credit to Regina Dawn Akers for the reason you're registering, then the money for the registration goes to Awakening Together. Regina never keeps any money personally. Any money that she, quote, earns while traveling goes to Awakening Together. Now, I noticed that Carrie, y'all can see her in the room as Yawina. Carrie has said maybe mention the weekend you're doing in New Jersey in April. I can talk a little bit about that, Carrie, and maybe I should turn the mic over to you. Maybe you can talk more about it. She and I haven't really gotten together yet and planned it, but I do have permission from Tony. The weekend immediately after the New York conference, I'm going to go to Moorestown, New Jersey, at the Center for Conscious Living, and I will be there the evening of the 24th, that's a Friday, all day on the 25th, and then I'll be speaking at church on the 26th, I think, in the morning, and then probably doing something, workshop again in the afternoon. Is that correct, Carrie? And that's not up on the website yet. Carrie and I need to get together, and I need to get all of those details and get that on the website. But that will be up sometime in January at the latest. So if you're interested in going to Moorestown, New Jersey for 3 days with Regina, then that's a good thing to put on your calendar, is April 24th, 25th, and 26th. So immediately following the Course in Miracles conference. So I'll be at the Course in Miracles conference, and then I'm going to hang around in New York. Because, you know, Tony is going to be... Tony's group is going to be offering tours of New York City, both the day before the conference, Thursday and Friday before the conference, and also the Monday after the conference. So I'm going to hang around in New York City and tour with Tony and them on Monday, because I've never been to New York City. And then Tuesday I'll head over to Moorestown, and I'll just hang out there until the following weekend and do the three-day gathering there at the Center for Conscious Living. And then I'll return home. Let's see, Lynn says, I also thought that's another way to raise money for Awakening Together, by designating dollars for A Present Love. Yes, when you register for A Present Love in New York City, the CMC Course in Miracles conference, and tell them that you know, select Regina Dawn Akers from the little list of presenters, then those dollars go to Awakening Together. And Carrie is saying, if you want to come to Moorestown, New Jersey for the April 24th through 26th, April 24th through 26th gathering at the Center for Conscious Living, the best place to fly into for that is Philadelphia. Carrie says it's about 1¾ hours south of New York City. All right, so those are the things I know about 2015 so far. The fall retreats here in Colorado Springs, Colorado, beginning October 30th and running through November 8th. The Baja retreat in Mexico, March 1 through 7. The CMC conference, the Present Love conference in New York City in April, followed by a weekend in Moorestown, New Jersey. That's all I know about next year so far. So we'll see what happens as it unfolds further. Another thing that I wanted to share with you all during the member meeting is I think you guys probably remember that when we first announced that we were organizing into an organization called Awakening Together, that a part of the guidance was to apply for legal church status from the IRS. And in fact, that was announced way back in March of 2013. Well, this month, I'm actually going to be filing that application. It's a very big application. It's a very big application. In fact, it's going to be sent in a three-ring binder. There's all kinds of information that they ask for in the application. We'll be putting a lot of our policies and procedures in there. We'll be giving syllabuses for each of our MPP courses. I'm even going to be coming into the room and taking screenshots of what happens in the room, and those will be a part of the application process. They really want to get to know us really well. So that'll be one of my main focuses for the month of December. Good night, Carrie. Oh, and good night, Lynn, as well. But by the end of this month, that application should be sent in. And then we'll just wait and see if they feel that we are a church. There are several criteria for being a church, and no church needs to meet all of the criteria. Just every church needs to meet enough of the criteria to be perceived as a church. And you know, from the work I've done on the application so far, along with Jacqueline Eckert and some other trustees, you know, I think that we have a really strong representation that we are a church. But we'll find out, and we'll let you guys know what the IRS has to say. It's possible that they will assign a caseworker, and it's even possible that caseworker may come in the room and have a look around and see if this looks like a church to them. So we'll just see how it all pans out. Does anybody have any questions about the church status or the application for church status before I move on? No, Lori says. Thank you for answering my question. I love that. All right, then. The next thing I want to talk about is the Spirit-led capital campaign. I think you all have heard about this. I received guidance while in Santa Barbara to open, again, I always feel funny when I start talking about it because the guidance didn't come in words, but to open a retreat center here in the Pueblo area. And the real purpose of the retreat center is so that people have a place to go to in order to get deeper in touch with their inner self and to have realizations with their true self. That's really the purpose. And in fact, I'm gonna jump over to our website real quick. I want to read something to you from the website. First of all, if you go to awakening-together.org. If you just go to our website with me and click on the donate menu at the end of the menu bar, then you'll see where it says Spirit-led Capital Campaign. You can just click on that with me. And it tells you right here on this very first page that we're holding a special fundraising campaign in order to purchase a property for a retreat center near Pueblo, Colorado. We plan to create an environment where all can come for periods of respite, inspiration, and spiritual realization. We envision a retreat center that offers special events such as workshops and satsangs, as well as being available for personal retreats designed by your inner calling, which means you can come there when nothing's going on. You know, just come there and be there in whatever way you feel called to be there. We hope to provide a library, outdoor meditation garden, walking paths, indoor chapel, comfortable rooms, meaning comfortable sleeping rooms, and healthy meals for a reasonable cost. And, of course, we plan to have scholarships available as well. Now, if you click on the Envision with Us link, at the very top of that page, there's a quote by Sri Ramakrishna. And the quote says, "Even if one lives in the world, one must go into solitude now and then. It will be of great help to a man if he goes away from his family, lives alone, and weeps in loving devotion for God, even for 3 days." I put that quote there because, as I mentioned, when the guidance came in Santa Barbara, the guidance was wordless. And, you know, I always feel challenged to communicate the heart of wordless guidance. But I thought that this quote really captured the heart of that guidance, of the purpose of this retreat center. It's really saying that it is beneficial for everyone to get away from their daily life, their daily routine, if even for just a few days, to go into solitude and be deeply devoted to within. And that's the purpose of the retreat center, to give us each a place where we can go that won't cost a lot of money, but is always available whenever we feel the call. That's the real purpose of the retreat center. And one way, of course, that we're raising money is by donations. That has a slow start, but it's okay, because those kinds of things don't concern me. I know that in some way this will come about, and for me it's just going to be fun watching how it comes about. But we do have a few people who have committed to making regular donations. They're fairly small, you know, as far as donations go when you're trying to save money for a property, but they're committed. And so we have a few people that are making regular donations that are getting this started. You know, you may think of it as like a faucet that's just been turned on, that's been off for a very, very long time. And at first it's just like a little dribble, drop, 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 but then maybe a little stream will start, and then maybe at some point it will come gushing out. Who knows? But the drop, drop, drop has started. And so we do have a few people that have committed, again, to making donations specifically to the retreat center. And in at least one case, this is in addition to someone's regular monthly donation anyway that goes for the operational budget. So that's really sweet. Also, I went to a grant writing class in November, and my intention, once I get this, I have the fall retreat still kind of on my plate, getting it kind of started, up and started, so that we have a fall retreat next year, and I also have this church application process on my plate, and I'm still writing and teaching MPP, so I have a lot on my plate right now, but some of these things should be moving off my plate this month. And so starting in January, I really want to start spending some time writing grant proposals. And we'll see. Maybe some of this money for this retreat center is going to come from grants. I really don't know how the money will come about. But I know in my heart, because I know how I receive the guidance, I know at some point we will have this retreat center. But one thing I wanted to say to you is that if you are feeling guided to donate towards the retreat center, there are a couple of ways you can do it. One, you can do it from the donate menu where it says Spirit-Led Campaign. If you donate from the Spirit-Led Campaign page, and you'll see the Donate Now link there, any donations you do from this page will go straight to the retreat center. It won't be used for any other purpose. However, if you donate from this page, it does go through PayPal, which means they do keep a fee. So a portion of your donation will not go to the retreat center. A portion of it will go to PayPal. If you don't want that to happen, you can send a check. And all you have to do is write on the check retreat center. I received one yesterday that has retreat center right on it. And if you write retreat center on the check or in the memo, then that check will be designated directly for the retreat center. And in fact, when you do go to the donate menu, Spirit-Led Campaign, and you click on the Donate Now button, the Donate Now button, the Donate Now link provides both options. You'll notice the top option on the Donate Now page is to send a check, and it reminds you there to write Retreat Center in the memo. Or number two, you can click on the Donate button. And when you click on the Donate button, you still have two more choices there, because you can click on the Donate button and just donate once. Or you can click on the Donate button, type in an amount, and then click a little checkbox that says monthly, and it will automatically send that money from your credit card, debit card, or PayPal account, however you designate it, every month. So you only have to do it once, and the money will get sent every month. So for now, I just want to make everyone aware that we're in this fundraising campaign, and then we'll see together how this all unfolds. Does anybody have any questions or anything you want to share about the Retreat Center? Retreats, the Awakening Together Retreat Center vision. Okay. Then the next thing that I want to talk about isn't actually me, it's Lynn Johnson. I'm not sure if she's in the room, so we'll see. I see the Awakening Together radio. I don't see Lynn. We'll find out when I try to turn the mic over to her if she's here. No, you don't think so? Yeah, maybe she forgot. The next two parts of the agenda actually belong to her, so I can do my best. I don't know where she is. I could do my best. So let me start with Lynn's first announcement. Lynn actually has two announcements, but I'll start with her first announcement. One of the things that we're doing is we are looking around to see if there's another online platform that will serve us better than PalTalk. We love PalTalk. We've been in PalTalk for a lot of years, and there's a lot of things about PalTalk that's really wonderful. One, you know, people can raise their hand, people can type on the board, you know, it's really wonderful. But sometimes people can't get into PalTalk. Sometimes people get kicked out of PalTalk. Sometimes people can't hear in PalTalk. People on Macs have more difficulty with PalTalk than people on PCs. Although we really love what PalTalk promises, what we find is that it doesn't work equally well for everyone, depending on, you know, what they're trying to use, I guess, what platform, what kind of computer or phone or pad device they're trying to use to get into PalTalk. So what we want to do is we just want to look around and see if there is another software platform that will serve us better than PalTalk. And one thing that's really important about the platform is that it has to allow the same interactivity that PalTalk allows. You know, like people still need to be able to put up their hand and the speaker needs to be able to turn the mic over to them. People still need to be able to type on the board. We don't want to turn it into a place that is not interactive. The way that we interact with each other as a community is really, really important. There are a few people that are on a team with Lynn looking at softwares, and I think there's three software platforms they're really interested in. One is called Live Streaming, one is called Maestro, and one is called WebEx. And what they want to do is test these three platforms out to see if they will meet our needs. And what they need are people who are willing to go into these rooms when we're testing them and act like, you know, you're in our sanctuary. You know, try typing comments, try raising your hand. If you usually go in on your phone, go in on your phone, see how easy that is. If you go in on a Mac, go in on a Mac, see how easy that is. You know, just kick the tires, as the saying goes, because we don't want to switch from PalTalk to another platform and find out it doesn't serve our needs. We want to really test it. So we want all kinds of people. And we also want people, you know, sometimes people will say, oh, I can't help out because I don't know anything about computers. My God, we want you. We definitely want the people who don't know anything about computers. We want to see if we can get someone who doesn't know anything about computers to easily come into the room and interact in the room. You know, so I can't think of anyone that comes in this room that wouldn't be a wonderful part of the testing team. So yeah, live stream, I think, or maybe it was live streaming. I thought it was live stream, WebEx, and Maestro was the last one. There we go. I think I have that spelling right. Live stream, WebEx, and Maestro are the three. So if you would love to be a part of the test team, and again, the truth is we could use almost everybody, if not everybody. If you would love to be a part of the test team that's going to go into these rooms, now what will happen, the way this will work, is that Lynn is working with the sales representatives. She'll get a certain period of time as a test time, and we'll have a room during the test time, and she'll announce to the test team when the test is, right? And so then while we're testing a certain software, like I said, you will come in and just be in the room like you're in this room and do the things that you do in this room. And, you know, she may even ask you to try and break it. Who knows what she'll ask you to do. But, you know, we're going to test it. So if you're interested, all you have to do is give Lynn your name and let her know that, yes, you are interested in help testing these softwares when she's ready. She'll contact you. She'll tell you when. She'll tell you how. Right? So email Lynn. If you don't know Lynn's email address, let me see. I'm sure I can get it. It's let me go to my mail real quick. Okay, Lynn's email address is mlyn. Now, where'd it go? It popped up for a second, and then it disappeared. I think it's mlyn800, but hold on. Let me find. Yeah, mlyn811. mlyn811@yahoo.com. So, mlyn811@yahoo.com. There we go. There we go. So if you're interested in being in the test team, and again, we're looking for all kinds of people, phones, tablets, PCs, Macs, you know, people who know nothing about the computer, all right? We're looking for all kinds of people. But if you'd like to help us test out these environments, please email Lynn, mlyn811@yahoo.com. Alex, I don't know if Alex is here. I see his name. He's one of the people on her team. Alex, is there anything else that you would like to say before I move on from this topic? All right. Tell you what then. I will move on. The next thing was also an announcement that Lynn wanted to make. Many of you may be aware of the fact that we have a... Oh, you just walked in the door. That's okay, Alex. Many of you may be aware of the fact that we have a contemplation circle 7 nights a week here. We send out a daily quote every day. It's posted on Awakening Together website under the inspiration menu, plus it goes out on our daily update for anybody who receives the updates. And then at night, usually at 10 o'clock Eastern time, Saturday night through Thursday night is at 10 o'clock Eastern time, and on Friday night it's an hour later at 11 o'clock Eastern time. We get together for 30 minutes, and we share from the daily quote. We share from the contemplation what it meant to us. And the original purpose was to allow members to get involved by allowing a different member facilitate that 30 minutes every night. And we have a couple nights open right now, and we don't really have a facilitator assigned. We have people filling in right now, but we don't really have anyone that's committed and said, yes, I will take that. That will be my night. And so the two nights that we're looking for facilitators are Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time and Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you're interested in facilitating the contemplation circle on either of those nights, please email Lynn. Again, that's mlyn811@yahoo.com. And if you don't know what the contemplation circle looks like, so you're not sure, hang out tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern tonight. I facilitate every Sunday night. So at 10 p.m. Eastern time tonight, you can come and watch how I facilitate the circle. And Barb is here. Barb facilitates on Monday nights if you want to go see her tomorrow night. So you could just go check someone else out, and then if that feels like something that you'd like to do, then please volunteer. What night besides Thursday? Thursday night at 10 and Friday night at 11 Eastern. Those are the two nights that we're looking for someone to facilitate. Yeah. Hello, Jamie. The last thing that I have to announce, as you all know, we have a satsang here in the room on the third Sunday of every month. So our next satsang is going to be on December 21st. The satsang is always at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And our next guest is going to be Timothy Conway. We've had Timothy here before as a satsang guest, so if you feel like it, you could go and listen to his audio from the last time he was in the room. That was in April. And there are a couple places, by the way, to find all of the satsang audios. Hold on just one second, everyone. I apologize, but Jamie really wants to go outside, so I'll be right back. Come on, my love. All right, so as I was mentioning, there are a couple places where you can go to listen to all of the satsang audios. One is, our website, awakening-together.org. Underneath the inspiration menu, you'll see where it says featured talks. And all of the satsang audios are posted there. But there's also other audios posted there, other featured audios that are picked out by the featured talks team that are put there, so not just the satsangs. So what I decided to do, just to make it easier for people who really wanted to hear the satsangs, is I've also started posting them on reginadonacres.com. So if you go to reginadonacres.com, click on audios, you'll see where it says satsangs on that menu. And you click on satsangs, and all you'll find there are the Awakening Together satsangs, the monthly satsangs. So you can go back to April and listen to Timothy from last time he was here. Some of you, of course, know Timothy because he was one of our retreat leaders in Santa Barbara in September. He was there for the weekend as well as during the week. We had two retreats right in a row there, the Awakening Together Satsang Retreat and the Soak in the Beauty Retreat, and Timothy was a retreat leader at both of them. And in fact, he was very, very generous for those of us who stayed during the week. There were about 18 of us, and he invited us to his home on Tuesday night. So we got in this long train of cars. We followed each other up to his house in Santa Barbara, and we sat in his, it's kind of like a family room there, and had satsang with him and some of the local people who come to his Tuesday night satsang every Tuesday. So that was a lot of fun. So he's going to be our guest again on December 21st. Yeah, Lynn says, a very sweet soul and very giving of time and energy. He is unbelievably sweet. Talk about somebody who walks the talk. We found that in both Timothy and Magdi. Yeah, very sweet and generous, absolutely. So he will be our satsang guest on December 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. For 90 minutes. And one thing that I would love, the satsangs originally also were intended for everyone to take part in. It's kind of been working out that we have an interviewer. Usually it's me, a couple times it's been Lynn, one time it's been Jacqueline. But it really wasn't intended that way. It was intended that everyone ask questions. So one thing you can kind of be contemplating within yourself is there something you'd like to ask a question about? Is there something, for example, that you don't have clarity on, that you're not sure about? Is there any spiritual practice that you would like help with? Have you been observing some kind of a debate or a discussion in Facebook or somewhere and you're just not sure what's right and what's not right that you want to ask? You can also go look at Timothy's website. Let's see. Let me get his website for you. I'll tell you that website in just a moment. Okay, it's enlightened-spirituality.org. So www.enlightened-spirituality.org. There's a lot of information on his website, and so if you went and spent a little bit of time on his website, there might be something that comes up for you, something curious, something you want to ask. You'll also be able to listen to many of his free satsangs that he gives at his house. There's audios there that you can listen to. Also, there's some audios there. When you're looking at the satsang audios, you'll come across some of Timothy singing. Have a listen to those, because I think that one of the great pleasures of the Santa Barbara retreats was listening to Timothy sing. I don't know if others felt that way, but I certainly felt that way. I loved listening to him sing. So what's that thing he plays called, the tablas? I didn't know the name of the instrument, but yeah, he's really wonderful, the tablas. See, they all know this stuff. I don't know this stuff. The harmonium. Yeah, I've heard that word before, the harmonium. Yeah, so check out Timothy. Now, for those of you who don't know Timothy, Timothy is a person who had a spontaneous awakening as a teenager, just as Ramana Maharshi had a spontaneous awakening as a teenager. And it just changed everything. You know, like one moment he's just interested in sports, and the next moment everything is God. All is God, and he's awake. And his parents, he says, thought he'd started taking drugs or something because he changed so drastically so fast. But he became only interested in God and spirituality. And he is kind of an intellectual type of personality. So he has studied every spirituality that points to truth. He can speak in the language of Buddhism, Hinduism, Kabbalah. He's not really a Course in Miracles person, however, so he may not understand that language. And if you ask him a question with that language, it's possible he'll misunderstand the question. So you might want to, like, if you start using words like Son of God and that kind of thing, I don't know if he would be as familiar. So you might want to think about that when you ask him a question, to word the question in a way that the language won't be confusing. But he has a lot of clarity to share with us. So that's really all that I actually had on my agenda. I didn't have anything else on my agenda. We still have about a little over 10 minutes left, 13 minutes left. Does anybody else have anything they want to share or anything they want to ask? At this point, what I'm going to do, just while I'm waiting to see if anybody has anything, I'm going to go ahead and hop over to Timothy's website, and maybe what I'll try to do is pull up him singing. We'll listen to him sing with a little bit of the time we have left, unless somebody else comes up with something that they need to share or ask. Now, I've heard Timothy sing live. I haven't listened to any of these audios. All right, so I wasn't as lucky as I thought I was going to be at finding one. So maybe I'm not going to play him singing. There used to be, last time I clicked on this link, there was a whole long list, and this time I'm only seeing three, and none of them are him singing. So I guess I won't do that after all. Change of plan. I'll just go ahead and play just from my own music then. I'll just play from my own music. So I'm going to pull up my iTunes, and I'm wondering whether I should play. Do you guys have a preference whether I play holiday music or non-holiday music? Any preference? No preference for what you listen to? Here's a song. This song is by a man called Mark Schultz. And it's about, of course, this is a holiday song, so it's about the birth of Jesus. But the name of the song is When Love Was Born. It is a Christian song, but I think it's very sweet. So let's have a listen to this song.
Starlight chimes, the night is still, shepherds watching from a hill. I close my eyes, see the night when love is born. A perfect child gently wakes, a mother bends to kiss God's face. Close my eyes, see the night when love is born.
That song, I mean, of course I know intellectually that song is about when Jesus was born, but when I listen to that song and he's singing about, you know, love was born, how the mother, you know, kisses the baby's face and all that, what really happens in my heart is I realize that song is true of every one of us, every one of us, you know, that one love is the life force for every one of us, and there's not a single exception. You know, we look at some of these people in the world, for example, you know, the ones right now that are called ISIS. And I think that, you know, sometimes when people look at ISIS or Al-Qaeda, or even right now some people are looking at police officers in America, and they're saying, you know, that's not love there. That's not love, right? That's, you know, that's discrimination, that's religious hatred, that's... And what I like to remember when I listen to that song is how every one of those bodies was that same innocent babe, and really is that same life that was born. You know, it may have been born into a body, but at that point it had no concepts yet, right? It had no concepts at all. It had no prejudices. It had no religion. It had no self-identity. And that is still in everyone, right? It gets covered up as we grow and as we take on beliefs, take on concepts, but it's still there, that light, that love that was, you know, quote, born, just to follow the words of the song. It's not really born, but you know what I mean. One thing I noticed a couple of weeks ago when I was watching TV and they were talking about ISIS, I happened to look at the TV and I saw that ISIS, I'm going to type this out for those of you who are in the room, ISIS is. So now whenever I watch a news story about ISIS, I remember is, that life that is isness, that awareness that is naturally general, you know, that is the same in every one of us. Is ISIS. Laurie says, I love listening to Christian Christmas songs, even though I see it differently than the words. I do that with other songs too. Yeah, I think that that's what begins to happen is at some point things are naturally reinterpreted for us, right? Yeah, Carrie says her too. Naturally reinterpreted. By the way, let me share today's daily quote with you. And if you're interested, you can come back in an hour and discuss it with me. It is another Nisargadatta Maharaj quote. And today's quote is, just as a matchstick can set a huge forest on fire, so does a desire light the fires of manifestation. The very purpose of creation is the fulfillment of desire. The desire may be noble or ignoble. Space is very neutral. One can fill it with what one likes. That's quite a deep quote, so it should possibly make for a very interesting discussion tonight. So if you're interested, come back in about an hour and 3 minutes, and we'll discuss this quote by Nisargadatta. I think what I'll do now is just, is Pal Talk acting up? That's what it does. That's why we're looking at other options. can you all hear me? The mic is skipping? Okay. Well, that is why we're looking at other options. So let me, we have 3 minutes left. Let me just go ahead and play one more Christmas song or one more holiday song, and we can each listen to our own inner interpretation of the song. This one is by Blake Shelton, and it features Michael Bublé. It's called Home.
Another Christmas day will come and go away. I've got so far to go, but I want to go home. I need to go home. Maybe surrounded by strangers and Christmas lights, I shouldn't feel so alone, but I want to go home. God, I miss you, you know.
I can close my eyes and see the angel on the tree, a blanket of snow outside, and all my friends and family. And though I know that soon no further than a call away, I need to see your face. A call could never be the same.
Another Christmas day will come and go away, and I won't leave you alone. No, I want to go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I want to go home. Back to you. I need you to believe I'll make it back by Christmas Eve.
Another Christmas day will come and go away, and I won't leave you alone. I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna be thoughts surrounded by this cold December night. Feel so alone, I'm gonna go home. Babe, I miss you, you know.
Sorry, I had my eyes closed listening to the music, and I didn't notice that we crossed over the top of the hour. So let me let go of the mic, and thank you. I'll see some of you all again in an hour. Bye. That's okay, Jasmine. Bye, everyone.